This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
God bless America. That's all I got to say. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, get involved in the conversation tonight. You know, they can't stop us. They can try like heck, but they can't stop us. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. You can hop up to the website, therealside.com, and you can watch live, listen live, you can take the polls. There's a lot happening up there. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. We've had what? The opening scene from the Titanic, I think, or maybe the middle through. And I could go through all the super little stuff, but you wouldn't even, you know, we could have had 15 people in the studio. It wouldn't have been enough people to get the to get things under control. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate you guys sticking by me and all the things that are going on. Some of you on the inside know exactly what's happening. Xander Gibbs is going to join us after the first break. And I so much appreciate him being with us and spending his time with us. The other thing I'm going to do, I'm getting a little religious on you later on, which for me is no problem. For you, it might be. I'm tired of hearing about how Christians, you know, all you atheist or pseudo-atheist Christians, sending me emails talking about how unchristian I am because of the way I talk about the border, what's going on the border and letting people across, and how I should be living by Christian principles. You know, what's wrong with me? So later on in the show, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about you guys who keep throwing Christian principles up in my face. But you only have a few you like. Right? You don't want to apply the Christian principles that have to do with, you know, the unborn. You don't want to apply the Christian principles where Christ tells us to follow the laws of the land. You don't want to follow that one either. Right? And then there's that little kid thing. The whole abortion thing kind of makes you a little uncomfortable, right? We'll deal with all of those at some point in time before the night goes down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you spend with us again on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, hit up to the website, give me your email address so I can do many things with it, right? And and you know what? If you give me emails, I only send it out once a week. Once a week I send out a blast to let you know what's going on, what we're going to be talking about, right? President Oblamo sticks his foot in it again. I love when he's around. Really, he truly gives me something to talk about. And unlike other presidents, when is he going on vacation? Well, I know he took a lot of them while he was in office, but when's he going on vacation? For real. So apparently he came out, he was doing a speech today, and he went after President Trump again about sending active duty troops to the Mexican border. You know, remember, his was, everything with him was waiting to see what will happen. Right? Ex-President Oblamo wanted to sit there and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. Let's see what happens. Let's see how long it takes them to overrun. Remember, he was the man who said that ISIS was the JV team, right? Tens of thousands of people died because that man wouldn't take any action. Tens of thousands. He's got the blood of tens of thousands on his hands because it was a JV team. How many people were killed because President Obama kept making a line in the sand and then kept backing away from that line in the sand? It's like that bully, you knock it off my shoulder. You knock it off his shoulder, he puts it on, oh, I bet you won't do this one, knock it off this shoulder. That's how he operates. And now he comes out, and he's calling the troop deployment as a political stunt. You know, and I love you guys on the left that just, you're so in love with him. Right? You so much don't want him to see in a negative light. What would you do? So do laws don't matter? Because remember, President Trump has said, if they will go, if they can prove, right, that they are true refugees and follow the guidelines that we already have in the law. That's the other thing that bothers you. I know it bothers you when I say he's following the law. Do we not want to do that anymore? We're not doing it anymore, right? We're not following the law anymore? Is that how it works? They're even taking our brave troops away from their families for a political stunt at the border, he said. The men and women of our military deserve better than that. Instead of this constant fear-mongering. Yeah, they do deserve better than that. And you're a hypocrite, Mr. Obama. They deserve better equipment than you gave them when they were overseas. They deserve for you to give them more money. Instead of sending them high-heeled shoes so they can feel the plight of women, maybe you should have sent them flak jackets they could actually sit on and put on and fly on. Maybe you should have actually put the money aside so they could actually buy parts for aircraft and helicopters, right? What do you think? Maybe you could have done better by the men and women that were protecting you, and heck, you could have done a lot better by the poor Marine that had to hold your umbrella to keep you from getting wet. Remember that? Earlier this week, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphatically denied that deployment is part of a political stunt ahead of next week's midterm elections. We don't do stunts in this department, thank you very much, Mattis said. Obama's comments in the caravan came when he was heckled multiple times during a rally in Miami. God bless those hecklers. Love them. At one point, Obama addressed a protester and said, sir, don't curse in front of our kids. Come on. Oh, he's such the pillar of righteousness, isn't he? Obama flew to Miami to campaign for incumbent Democrat Senator Bill Nelson and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum, who's got his own set of problems. Can you guys find anybody who's clean? I mean, seriously. Obama scheduled to travel to Atlanta to campaign for gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams as well. This is what I look forward to, having a few hecklers to get me back in the mood. That's right, because I'm a fighter. Obama said after one heckler, I enjoy that. You can always have a few in order to know that you're on the campaign trail. See, the funny thing about it is when they start running scared, when they know they got nothing, this is when they start getting crazy and nasty. Anyway, I'm Joe Masini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Hopefully, I'm believing that Xander Gibb will be back with us. Will be with us. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Masini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Masini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules minerals or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Ouch. You're listening to The Real Side. GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, that's weird, 732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly, honestly, and really being part of the conversation. Guess who's joining me? Like I have a choice, right? I mean, he almost owns the place, practically. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I so much enjoy the time he spends with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting. Well, he's not texting and tweeting. I want you texting. Let's just get him on. What was that old saying they used to use in the old days? I'm kerflunked or whatever it was. You don't know. Really?
No.
Really? You're a stand-up comedian. No. You don't know this term?
Yeah. That's so 70s, Joe. You know?
70s? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You're cold.
Where have you been, right? Dude?
I I've been trying to get out of the 70s since you were a kid, since you were in diapers. How's that?
I can't remember that far back.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, how you doing, Xander? Everything good? Not cold anymore?
I'm furious, Joe.
I can tell. I can hear it. Yeah, you lost your Twitter. That's clean, Ma. If you're listening, that's not a dirty term.
Yeah.
You lost your Twitter page this week, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, and they basically suspended me with not telling me why. And you know, I look back down my feed, and I'd not said anything untoward. All I was doing was disagreeing with people defending my president.
That's it. There you go.
And so, you know, disagreeing now on Twitter with someone on the left has been turned into being an attack account. I mean, when did we have to all agree? I thought it was these platforms were about, you know, talking about things and, you know, discussing points, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm guessing it's not like that.
You believe in unicorns, too, don't you? I can tell.
Well, I am a unicorn, so I have to believe in myself.
Forgot about that. Yes, you are. No, it is Facebook pulled down my page this morning. They decided that. Now, and they don't really tell you why. It's either because they feel like your page is a fake page, right? At least that's what they said, or that there's too much hate speech. Now, here's the deal. Now, everybody jumped on, the ones that really hate me jumped on the fact that it's probably hate speech, and I said, wait a minute, I got no notices. Usually they give you a notice.
Right.
You know, you have a post, you did this, you've said this, you said that, and they give you a heads up, if you would. I got nothing. All I did was I walk in, I went to respond to somebody, and bang, it says, hey, your page has been unpublished because, and you know, they give you five reasons from the 600 page terms and conditions. They don't tell you what page it's on or anything else, and you're kind of screwed at that point, huh?
Well, you know that social media is a psychic service now, but you actually have to be able to work out why they've done what they've done. Because let's face it, you know, if they keep adding to the rules or changing the rules and moving the goalposts, unless they tell us what the new rules are and what we did wrong, how can we not do that again? To me, that would be, you know, logical.
They're nuts. Just totally. Well, you see, I love some of this stuff because now, you know, again, now they're telling you know, they're telling Congress, oh, we don't do that to conservatives. We don't do that at all. We don't do, we treat everybody fairly in the same way. Really? When did that happen? Out of the 800 pages that you ripped down a couple of weeks ago, how many of those were liberal? How many of them were conservative? Because I guarantee you it wasn't Grandma Moses putting up pictures of her kids. Right?
No. No, absolutely. And I was a friend of mine whose partner works for Twitter called me last night and told me that Twitter has decided, and I'm guessing it's the same with Facebook, is that what they want to do is they want to silence conservatives before the midterms because they think that it will help the Democrats. I mean, how un-American is that?
We gave them, Xander, we gave them too much power, my friend. We did this. We shot ourselves in the foot on this one. Don't you think? I mean, look, we lined up like sheep when Facebook came about and Twitter came about and all of that. And, you know, here's one place. We've seen what happens before when one place has all this power. We've seen how bad it is. And we did this to them.
We did, but I think we're kind of at the point now where things need to change. And, you know, I've said this often enough that our civil liberties should not end at the keyboard. Our freedom of speech should extend to the keyboard. I mean, I would be absolutely fine if it was equal. You know, if they treated
sure.
everybody the same,
yep.
I would be absolutely cool with that because I'd be like, hey, Zanny, you know, you did it, so, you know. But when there are still people on Twitter that sit there and call Donald Trump every day and his family everything from a pig to a dog and are still on there and can call, and, you know, say all of these disgusting things, because I'm all for disagreeing with his policies. If you disagree with his policies, that's the place to do it. But that's not an outlet to tell him how much you hate his daughter or how much you want to kill his kids, because that's not what Twitter or any social media platform is about.
I agree with you. It's really getting nastier and nastier and nastier. And, you know, it's really funny, and you're right about that, but they also want to squelch a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, you look at James O'Keefe, right? I mean, think about what this guy does. He makes them nuts because he's able to get in there, and somehow he's still able, you know, after all this time, We know what he looks like. We know what he's coming after. And these people still fall for some of the stuff that he does. And, you know, the things with Planned Parenthood. They're trying to bring him up on charges for you know, videotaping or recording Planned Parenthood illegally. And I'm saying to myself, so the fact that, you know, ripped away baby parts, is doing that and selling them is illegal. That has nothing to do, we're more concerned whether or not he legally did the videotaping. I'm like, wow, this is scary at so many levels. It's so scary.
But doesn't it make you? It makes me more concerned that they have this affinity with being able to ignore some misdemeanors, like huge misdemeanors, like, you know, great big holes in the ozone. But little things that are done by the right, you know, by conservatives, you know, they have to explode it.
Yeah, no, and it is not administered. You and I have already talked about this. It's not administered equally, right? I mean,
no, it's not.
Really, seriously. I mean, some of the stuff that look at. I brought this up last week, and they went out of their minds. And I said, you know, you want to talk about the right being anti-Semitic? That you right away want to blame this on Donald Trump? Right away, you want to go down that road? Was anybody outraged at what Farrakhan said? Did you guys tell Twitter to take his feed down? Did you go after him? No. The left didn't go after him. So they don't care about Jews. They don't care about equality.
No.
They only care about themselves.
No. But it's unfortunate, but it's actually, you know, the United States and the United Kingdom mirror one another so much. And it's the same in the United Kingdom with the equivalent of the Democrats in the UK, which is the Labour Party. You know, their anti-Semitism is ignored by their own party. I know what that music means. It means we're going to dance.
It's dance time. Not with me, though, buddy. I'm Joe, senior host. Listen to The Real Side. Xander will be with us on the other side of the break. I am holding pizza on him. He doesn't get it till we're done. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump is on the campaign trail, speaking at a Make America Great Again rally in West Virginia. The president stresses the importance of voting Republican.
This election will decide whether we build on the extraordinary prosperity that we've unleashed. Nobody can believe what's happened. Or whether we let the radical Democrats take control of Congress and take a giant wrecking ball to our economy and to our future.
Trump supports West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey's campaign against Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. Trump also gives his support to Carol Miller, candidate for West Virginia's 3rd Congressional District. Trump admits Democrats could take the House, while Democrats' chances for taking the Senate seem to be fading. In a Vanity Fair interview, Trump former lawyer Michael Cohen unloads on the president, recalling denigrating comments he says Trump made to him about black people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game, I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV. But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me. My baby is American made.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Seriously. You got to be involved. You got to be engaged. You need to hear other ways of approaching things. You need to hear other ideas. Speaking of other ideas, other ways of approaching things, you know. Sandra Gibb joins me. I love when he's on with me. We have so much fun together. Well, I have fun. I don't know about him. He's kind of boring at times, but I love having him around. Sandra Gibb joins me as he does. Well, I know. Hard. Well, listen. The most bland food on the planet, other than Germany, is where?
England.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Give that man a hot dog. And a hot fudge sundae. Well, hot dog anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
you can't have the hot fudge
anymore.
No hot dog. Hot dogs are good for you. It's not like 1950.
No, please. Hot dogs are full of
stuff.
Ears and snouts.
Stuff.
And
get the kosher ones. Come on, I'm trying to help you here, right?
Why do we always get on?
I have no idea, because you know it's that time.
I think,
I'm hungry.
I think it's your fault.
Well, it's always my fault, dude.
I'm sitting here with an apple. So well, I just ate some raspberries.
Yeah.
So what does that
see?
Do
you went to England and now you're oppressed. You know, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I'll be back, Joe. Talking of being back, guess what is going to be back in 2 weeks' time?
In 2 weeks' time, let me see.
Yeah,
total control of the government to its people.
Well, that aside of that, and you know, and lots more red seats all over the United States, but. But I will be back.
You will be back. I
all
knew
new
that.
X-Fat show on Friday night.
Always enjoy. Good, cool. Friday. Wait a minute. Friday night. Well, clarify.
Don't worry. It'll be before you.
All right.
It'll be way before you.
That's all right. Good. You're gonna warm them up for me.
I, I'm coming to do it at the same time as you, Joe. Yeah. We're going to go into comedy.
Well, we should do that. What we should do is like they used to do it in the old days, simulcast. You know, because it's satellite technology, we can simulcast. Yeah, hilarious, yeah. You know. Anyhow.
Exactly.
All right, so let's see. Listen, the get away from Oblamo for a while. I need to get my food to digest. So.
Yeah, I just hate it, please.
God, we're in so much trouble for this stuff, but I don't really care. Anyway, back
yeah,
to...
Yeah, because we're racist. You can't mention his name unless you're a racist.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. So my page was pulled down. As many know, the Facebook page, our main page was pulled down. And so I get calls from media and what have you, and we're talking. And it's really funny to listen to them. They're saying, so what would you pull down for? And I said, well, I was pulled down because either there was too much hate speech on the page, which I never got anything... Yeah, or I never got any notice of, or it was a fake page. And after 9 years, I would think it's no longer a fake page, even if it started off that way. So they said, well, on the hate speech thing, so do you think there were things there, and the person talking to me knew was a liberal, so do you think there were things there that some would find offensive or hateful? I said, oh, yeah, everybody on the left. And she, I think she choked on her pencil. And it just, I said, think about this. I say we need to stop those the illegal immigrants at the border, and we shouldn't let them over, and I'm a hater. From your side, from my side, I'm a hero for speaking the truth. Right?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You know where I was going.
I was just going to say, I really, I'm scratching my head at this, because, you know, how is however many there are, hundreds and thousands, you know, thousands, or however many there are, how is that okay? How is that constitutional for them to just turn up and claim, you know, because
it
this
isn't.
Is the thing, you know, it's totally not constitutional unless you're stupid or a liberal or both, which, you know, you have to be to join their club. Who's going to pay for these people? Where are they going to live? You know, it's like the argument this week with regards to, you know, when the president said about, you know, an example of a woman who's pregnant, she comes over the border from Mexico and gives birth, and their that child gets American citizenship automatically. And I totally agree that should not be the case. You know, it should not be an automatic right. If you've come That's into right. the country illegally and you're having a baby to anchor yourself into that country, and I know that's apparently a racist term too, but I don't care. Then you should be kicked out. In fact, I'm so cruel. I would say we will send you over the border in an ambulance to the nearest hospital. Thank you very much for your time. Why should we foot the bill for that?
Oh, you're right. It never, never, never stops with that stuff. And you know what they do, right? It's they show you the picture of the mom. They show you a picture of the kids. And I had, who do I have in here tonight? Don't get nervous now. Let me finish his name before you get nervous. I had a guy by the name of Barack Laurie in here the other night. He's written a book, Atheism Kills. And we were talking about this, and we were talking about how, you know, when they come to the border, 70% of those people in that caravan, or whatever it's called, the invasion force, are men, young men.
Right.
So if this is families trying to get out of a bad way, where are the families? Right? Why is it such a small, minor part of women? And then when you start looking at Xander, brand new sneakers, new clothes, new backpack. What was one of the trucks, a Walmart truck that they absconded with or something? You know, phones. You know, how many people in this country can afford, you know, iPhones coming up?
Isn't it amazing what Soros money can do for you? but let me cast your mind back to a few years ago when the same happened with Angela Merkel, the president or prime minister, of Germany, and she let in all of those people, and France did the same thing. And these places are now, to use a polite terminology than what the president might say, but these places are crap holes. Because they let those people in, and they destroyed the place. And can't we learn from history? Are we doomed to repeat Angela Merkel's mistakes?
Constantly. Yes, because you know why? Because it's no longer the law. It's no longer the rule of law. Now it's the rule of feeling. How do you feel? How does this make you feel? How does this make us look to the rest of the world? Well, you know, you want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. Nationalism. You know, nationalism is a swear word. Basically, wanting your nation to be strong, wanting your country to be strong first, seems to be some kind of swear word, a nasty thing to be. Globalism is dying. Right?
Right.
Globalism. Look at what do you think Brexit is all about? You look at what Italy wants to do, what Greece wants to do. They want out. Globalism does not work, right?
No. No. And the thing is that we've allowed the left to turn these to turn these words into something bad. Because when I think of nationalism, I don't think of, you know, white people being in control. You know, there's a meme circulating Twitter at the moment that said that this couple, not Twitter, Facebook, this couple were in the United Arab Emirates, and they got put in prison because they were holding hands or kissing or something in public. And you know, the ideology is, you know, you should respect the laws of the country that you're in. Ta-da! You know, that's all I'm saying. Isn't it that?
But wait a minute. Those people, a lot of those people, are so ignorant that they'll start yelling at the cops. I'm an American. I have rights. You have nothing.
No.
Once you get over that thing called a border, you have nothing. You learn the rules of that land that you're in. You respect the rules of that land you're in, whether you agree with them or not. Correct?
Absolutely. And I'm tired of being called a hater for supporting my president and being patriotic and you know, trying to make, you know, to keep America great. Because let's face it. You know, we're on the road to recovery where things are starting to get a lot better. And I thought that once people started having a bit more money in their pocket, they would appreciate.
Well, you know, they're upset about
more.
Well, they're upset because we're not giving proper due. You know, this is because of Obama, right?
Oh, please. I mean, that makes me laugh. But it's so bad. How come Obama wants to claim it? You know, to me, that's just ridiculous.
Oh, I totally agree with you, and it's delusional too. For him to sit there and talk about how bad, you know, President Trump is doing, and it's not because of him. And it's like he can't make up his mind. And today we had a jobs report. Not only that again we're at record lows with the unemployment, but guess what? Wages are gone up, and they've gone up at a rate that they haven't seen in a decade. But I am sure that we'll have to find President Oblamo and thank him for that, don't you?
But what do we have him to thank him for?
That he's gone? Anyway, we'll go for a break now on that one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, ex-President Oblamo is out of office. It will be a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back in a minute.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Our buddy Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week to help us figure out what's going on this insane planet.
Every week for several years it's been now. Hasn't
really?
It?
That long?
Yeah, it's been about 3 years now.
Man, the thing is, you know, there's a certain age where I'll have to replace you. You realize that, right?
Yeah. So I'm 87, Joe. Can I just have the Friday night off?
You know, I'm thinking. I was hoping with your connections we'd have the Queen on eventually, but you haven't come through for me yet.
Which Queen?
Oh, God, here we go. Don't do that to me. I'm talking about the lady with the...
Do you mean Elizabeth or the Queen of Denmark?
The lady with the blue hair, she's kind of short, you know, 93, wears big hats.
Are you talking about Lizzie Windsor?
Corgis
are biting my ankles a little bit today.
Do you like my Queen of England impression?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, it's perfect because I've never heard her. So, Every time I hear her, she sounds like she's. It's that last sentence just before you go to sleep. That's kind of how I've heard her in the past. But
yeah, she does a speech every Christmas Day, and she's like telling us what she's had, and she just goes through like the whole with.
I had 2 roast potatoes, 4 Brussels sprouts, and I gave the rest to the corgis.
You know, Tammy's going to lose it. She won't be able to come back after this.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Your Majesty, if you're listening. I know she's a big fan of the show.
And I'm sure...
That's our knighthood out of the window. You know, she's not going to be hearing Sir Xander Gibbons and Joe Messina now.
Yeah, I'll never be a sir, I guarantee that. How are you hearing... again, I love asking this question because you've had a whole week of this stuff. How are you hearing... the news from across the pond? I mean, how are they speaking of the president and the shooting and what have you?
It's been pretty negative, actually, and everything's Donald Trump's fault. You know, I stubbed my toe in the shower.
Shocked.
That was Donald Trump's fault, too. But I was heartened tonight to see on the BBC, I'm not very pro-Donald Trump, but they were interviewing steel workers in, is it Idaho?
Oh, cool.
Or... Indiana, one of the two, but they were saying, the guy was like, he's like, hey, I don't really like Donald Trump, but I have to say that the way he's trying to get the industry back for us, you know, I have to give him some kudos for
right.
that. And so that was good that they're putting some, you see, when all they're giving is negative spin, I think if people were given some positive spin about Donald Trump, they would see him differently. Because, you know, we've seen him in the United States before he became the president, is this guy that sits and fires people and is just all he does is critical, which is obviously a role that he played, and that's what the rest of the world sees. He's a bad orange man. And, you know, I think the thing is that if they actually took the time to find out about some of the good stuff that he does, you know, like, for instance, you know, some guy helped him change a tire. He blew a tire on the interstate, and he bought the guy a car. For doing that. I mean, we don't hear about those things. It's all about the bad stuff that he's...
Well, they'll tell you that's all folklore. That none of it's really real. I mean, I've been through these arguments before with people. None of this stuff is real. It's all folklore. They make it up to make him look like a nice guy because he's so terrible. He's so nasty. But, you know, somebody put up a piece about his father and his grandfather about how they treated Jews in a positive way in years gone by. They've always been a friend of the Jew. And
right.
I just find it amazing. I find it amazing that we allow them to get away with this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, isn't it interesting that, you know, they say his father was a racist because he wouldn't rent to black people. And you know, I did some research on that, but you know what that actually was about? He wouldn't rent to people that couldn't afford to rent the property. You know, when I come back to New York, I'm going to go and say, I want to rent, you know, the apartment, what's the other top, the penthouse. I want to rent that, and it doesn't matter that I can't afford it, but if you don't let me rent it, then I'm going to sue you because it's homophobic.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
that's the same equivalency, Joe.
I know. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And I think it's interesting. But that comes from that whole entitlement movement. That comes from the whole movement like you owe me. I'm breathing. I have a pulse. I have a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Therefore. Well, therefore nothing. What have you worked for? That's what I want to know. What have you worked
exactly.
for?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was a show on here the other morning, you know, when I'm writing because I'm working on my book. I have a TV on in the background. And they were talking about reparations to British black people for what went on with slavery. I mean, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And then this other black guy who was in the audience chimed in and said, well, you know, quite a lot of the time, you know, he said, I've researched this, and, you know, it was the families were selling their family members to the slave traders.
Right.
And the guy was like, oh, that's not true. That's not the way it went. Why are we still talking about, why aren't we moving on, Joe? That's my question.
Wait a minute, that's not the way it was. Why, was he there? How did he know that's not the way it was?
Yeah, I guess he was, yeah. He's seen the documentaries on the History
There you go,
channel,
okay.
And so...
And it's on the interweb,
so
it has to be
accurate.
True. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's on the interweb, but it has to be true, right? It
yeah,
on the interweb,
of course.
It has to be true.
I mean, if you look on my website, it actually says Xander Gibb weighs 150 pounds,
oh,
so it's got to be true.
You're doing well. God bless. Let me change mine. Hold on. I want to feel better about myself. Let me find that.
That medication is really working well.
It just never... Okay, so we were kind of joking around during the break, but Tammy and I have not bought Ben & Jerry's ice cream for eons, although we love it. We have a couple that we really love. Now we have a new one. a new reason to dislike them even more. They have a new flavor called Pecan Resist. Get it? Pecan Resist? God.
I'm just like, I don't know, that was terrible. I thought it was called Orange Man Bad Flavor.
Well, it could be that, too. Together Pecan Resist, you know, alongside all our other nutty chunks, this pint packed a powerful message under the lid. Together we can build a more just and equitable tomorrow and grow to sizes we've never grown before and never get off the couch again.
You're talking about his bank balance there? You know, I don't want to buy someone's politics in a product. And you know, I really will vote with my feet. You know, I will never buy that company. I'm not mentioning their name again either. No free adverts, thank you very much, from my lips. But it's just bad that they try and manipulate us in this way. I mean, stick your ice cream where the sun don't shine.
Melt by that time. Hey, but listen.
But
this is funny. This is funny, right? So I want you to think about this. And people buy this. It says, we can peacefully resist the Trump administration's regressive and discriminatory policies and build a future that values inclusivity, equality, justice for people of color, women, the LGBTQ community, and refugees and immigrants. Notice there's no white men in there, or men at all, right? Pecan Resist supports four organizations that are all working on the front lines. And if you buy our Pecan Resist, it'll put more money in our pockets because we believe in capitalism. That's why we're advertising like this, and we're sucking you in to be part of the train. Right? I mean, think about
it. Right. I mean, don't you think they've obviously done some marketing research here, but this is what I would say with a company. You know, obviously, you know, I'm a white Christian guy. I'm pro Donald Trump. But would I want to make my company political? Heck no, because you run the risk of polarizing your market, you know, the people that buy your product. And if that's your bread and butter, you have to kind of keep it separate sometimes. People would say, oh, well, Joe, you and Xander both, you know, polarize. But let's face it, this is what we do. This is our job. You know, our job.
Polarize. Look, you know, one thing I really resent something. You and I ask questions. Why are they afraid of questions? No matter how stupid or bad, or they maybe they think they're incendiary, I don't know. But, you know, why are you a Christian? Why are you a Jew or a Democrat or what have you? You know, those are things that we can change. Why is it so hard to ask the question? And then you're attacking them. How am I attacking you? Explain to me.
Yeah.
You know?
When are we going to get to talk about, you know, Christianophobic people? Because let's face it, you know, you're not even allowed to ask people about the Muslim faith or it's seen as, you know, anti-Islamic. What about the anti-Christian sentiment that's going on right now?
That's in your head. That's in our head, Xander. What's wrong with you?
No, it's not. No. It definitely isn't. It's even in the media. You know, I think that, you know, both Britain and the United States, you know, the left have got this ideology that they want to kind of, you know, Islamify, you know, the whole of the planet. And it scares me that, I mean, are they being paid to do this? Are they just being afraid of, are they just afraid of being called racist? I mean, what is it? You know, you shouldn't be there to be liked. You should be there to make a difference.
Amen. Yeah, and you shouldn't be afraid to open your mouth. You shouldn't be afraid to have, you know, say things that people might be uncomfortable with, but could be very true, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, of course.
It has become the point where people now think very deeply about what they're going to say, but not because they want to make sure they get it across properly. They want to make sure they get it across in a way where it doesn't offend anybody. And I'm offended that I have to stop and even think about that, aren't you?
Yeah, I absolutely am. And, you know, I was rubbing my hands together with Glee because, you know, they're not making any more of a TV show, The Conners. You know, they ripped that show away from Roseanne Barr. That was her life's work. And they did that to it because she supported Donald Trump. I mean, was her commentary a little flawless? Yeah, it probably was. But was it racist? No way.
No, and there isn't anybody who works closely with her who believes that. Anyway, tell people where to find you, Xander.
XanderKids.com, and the show will be back in 2 weeks, folks.
Very cool. All right, we'll be back in a little bit. And next hour, I'm going to deal with you boneheads who only throw Christ up in my face and others when it suits your purpose. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host.